I actually don't even think my suggestion will be, I understand that this is an impossibility. You're not going to get a no-fly zone through the Security Council. China and Russia will both vote against it, always. So we're trying to look for realistic answers. And the realistic answers are what we actually do well in this country, which is robust diplomacy. And that means taking the techniques we learned about going after terrorists' money and using it to find the money that these guys are hiding. They're not buying these weapons from the North in Sudanese pounds. They're hidden in banks in Malaysia. But we want to go find them and freeze them. And
that's exactly what they're doing with respect to Iran now.
It's exactly what they're doing. And we'll see, but it has proven to be somewhat effective. We don't know how effective and how long it'll be effective, but there's hope.